Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to Mr. Curiosity, and boy, do we have a special guest today. Mindy, we have a member of the dark side.
The other side of the building.
Yeah, don't say anything. And it's the now. I'm going to say it, and then people are going to be like, "Who's that?" But this guy is a local legend. Freddie Lettieri is here. So, Freddie, I want to give the arc of your life. I think it's interesting. Now, you started working at WNEP when?
I interned my junior year of college, which was 1983.
80?
Oh,
what?
My. Wow.
I worked here part-time.
You're a dinosaur.
Yep. I worked here part-time as a weekend assignment editor in 1984 when I graduated.
What?
I came back as a reporter in the late 80s.
Okay. And then you and I find each other when? Like 92, 93?
Yeah. I left a little after 2000.
Oh, no. So okay. Don't get to that yet. So you're here in the mid and late 90s.
Yes.
Up till the year 2000.
2000, 2001.
So people remember
you.
So you
were a reporter
you.
For a long time
yes.
here.
Yes.
About 15 years.
Wow.
Yes,
see
big
that
shot report. Did you
that
anchor
is amazing.
Ever?
No, I was never a big shot anchor.
Okay. So
wow.
big shot reporter, Mindy.
Right.
Yep. Everyone knew Fred Lettieri.
Yes. Well, I mean, the name was so familiar to me because I've heard it, you know, rumbled in the building.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I never got to watch you report, though.
You didn't miss much.
Oh, man.
So this is an edition of Brown Bag Monday. But first, we're going to go through maybe 5-10 minutes of your life because it's interesting, I think. So what we're going to do eventually, now, Freddie, you have no idea how this works, right?
No, none whatsoever. This is all good
to me.
Just you wait.
Yeah. So in front of you is a bell.
Yes.
Give it a try.
Okay.
Anything that makes you uncomfortable, you hit the bell.
Oh, there we go.
And everything stops. We just move on.
Okay.
Because I tend to make people uncomfortable. I don't know.
He makes somebody uncomfortable every single episode. Everyone.
But the questions that are in the brown bag have been emailed to us, so people send these things in.
Okay.
They're bizarre, a lot of them. But a lot of them have nothing to do with, obviously, you.
Right.
They're like, why does NewsWatch 16 do this? Or why do women do this? Or why do guys do this? Right? So we'll get to that in a second. But if you got a question, it's brown bag. At WNEP.com, brownbag at WNEP.com. Email them. Folks, remember, this podcast is only as good and funny and interesting as the questions we get.
Sometimes the questions are bad.
Sometimes they're lame.
Yeah.
And if you pick a question, Freddie, you think it's lame, you just hit the bell and
okay.
we move on.
Perfect.
But I know you, and you're not going to do that.
I'm not.
All right, so you're in college where?
Penn State.
Penn State,
nice.
Guys. Worthington or Maine?
2 years at Worthington, 2 years at Maine.
And you major in journalism?
Speech communication at the time.
What?
Hmm.
That's what it was called?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It is.
Who would major in speech communication?
That's what it was called.
Yeah, but do you have aspirations? Or I want to be a TV anchor? What would you want to
do? I wanted to be a news reporter.
Oh, okay. And that was the major?
Yeah.
So there was no journalism?
No, it wasn't called that.
Mindy, I'll never understand your career. How does it, communication, journalism, how does it all work?
Well, it just took a long time to evolve for a lot of colleges.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And even to evolve into television, it took a long time. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst class I had to take in college was called speech communication.
My major.
I dreaded that class.
That would be my favorite class.
That was my only class that I had to take that dips into your guy's life. And it was all this science stuff. But I remember
you realize you talk on TV, right?
That's speech
communication.
Happened. That just kind of happened. But I used to sit in my car and practice speeches.
Oh, that's so hard to believe.
Funny.
Well, where else do you go? Because I couldn't do it at my dorm. My friends would make fun of me. I didn't want to do it at the apartment we had. So I had to go in my car. In like a cemetery field, and I just used to practice speeches. And you made a career out of this.
Yes, for a while anyway.
So was this your first job out of college at WNEP or no?
Yeah, I work here part-time as a weekend assignment editor.
So here's what I don't get. We were buddies in the 90s.
Yes, we were.
I was part-time. We're still buddies now. You were buddies with a lot of people here. And then, Mindy, the big news is, this is like 1999, 2000, Fred Lettieri's leaving. And if I recall, he's taking a job with the sales department at Yellow Book.
Really?
Yes.
And I'm like, what?
I worked for the phone book when people still use
the phone book.
And I was there for about 15 years until they transferred to a digital. And then I heard there was an opening here in sales. And it was a chance for me to get back to a place that I truly love. And 4 interviews later, you figure they would have known me by now.
Yeah. You would think.
Four interviews later, I finally got the job, and it's almost going to be 5 years now that I'm here. So I think this will be the last time I'm here.
Yeah,
it's
right,
the fourth
okay.
time.
But not, I don't think anybody has gone from, because we separate this at News What 16, the salespeople and the news people are not supposed to interact. Not, I don't
That's
mean that
not
bad.
True. We are supposed to interact. We just don't.
Right. We're starting to.
We are starting to, yes.
We don't know what you guys do, and you guys don't know what we do.
I know you do.
Okay, you don't. But why? What made you want to say I'm out of TV? You're an on-air personality. You're doing great. Everyone loves Fred Lettieri. It's the 90s. TV is big. The market's huge. You're making so much money. $100 bills are falling out of your pocket.
I wave my check when I leave.
You wave your check. Who would then say, I want to go to the yellow book, phone book?
You know what it was? I had two young kids then.
Yeah.
And as you know, being a reporter, your time's not your own. So it was nights, weekends, holidays, on call. Mm-hmm. And it was hard to find. I was a single dad at the time. So it was hard to find people to, you know, to care for your kids and to do this and that. So I needed something more of a Monday through Friday routine.
Oh.
And I didn't know what I could do for a living, because all I knew was I just knew how to talk to people. But it transitioned well for me. And then I was fortunate enough that there was an opening here that I was eventually able to come back.
But I'm curious more about the phone book. I keep calling it the yellow pages. For people who are a certain age.
Oof.
I loved the phone book.
There is no. How do you go back to that time before the internet?
You just look at all the pizza places, right?
Yeah,
on a few pages.
You wanted something, you had to get the phone book, look up their name or advertising. You look up the word pizza.
Right.
You look up the word tires, garage. I mean, this
and
is
everybody's name, address, and phone number was listed in there for the public to see.
So great.
You can do it now, I guess, too. You just search someone's name and their address and phone book is there. But didn't you know? I'm trying to think. The internet hit in the mid 2000s. Didn't you think you were going to a sinking ship? Like, who would go to a phone book when they know the internet is taking over?
Well, the company transformed itself into a digital company, where they still are now. But it wasn't always the easiest of transitions.
Right.
And so at that point, the timing was right that they're going through a transformation. I've been there a long time. Do I want to learn a new business at this point in my life?
No, but I mean, did you feel like this is a dying thing, or no one felt
it? Oh, yeah, everybody felt it at the time that this thing was going off the rails a little bit. And and the company knew it, too. The company adapted.
Yeah.
But, you know, transitioning from one thing to another was never really easy.
Yeah.
So I was fortunate that the opening here came available.
Wow. So it was a smooth transition, because you're selling advertising for the phone book, and now you're selling advertising for WNEP.
Right, you're still talking to people, you're still promoting a product, and you're still knocking on doors and asking them about their business. So it's that part of it was a lot of the same.
Does the phone book still exist anymore anywhere?
I get something the size of a matchbook practically that comes to my house.
It's like kind of small.
Year,
right? So this business still is out there. I wonder.
It's bigger than a matchbook. No, it's like this thin, and there's nothing in it anymore. But
isn't that something?
Yeah.
Mindy, do you have flashbacks of the phone book?
Oh, I loved it.
We still love the phone.
Well, and plus, as a reporter, and I'm sure you had this experience too. If you didn't have a map in your car, I would go to the nearest gas station, ask them for their phone book, and look at their maps.
There's always a map in there.
Oh,
yes, because
menus.
We didn't have GPS.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I remember those days.
Well, I used to do this to prove my worthiness to prospective women when I was single. I used to get the phone book, rip my shirt off, and tear it in half.
Really?
Now, how did that work for you?
Were you able to do it?
I always pre-started it. And then I'd look at this, ladies. You never did that, Fred?
Only a phone book that maybe served a very small county. That I just did that.
All right, so that's your life.
That's my life.
And now you're married to a school teacher, and your kids
teacher.
Are grown.
Yes, they are.
And you're happy here at WNEP?
Thrilled.
And you think you're going to be retired in a year, 2 years, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years?
It certainly won't be a year, two, or three, because I like what I do and where I do it. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge.
What if? Here's the dark question, Mindy. We got to do it.
Why do we have to do dark questions?
We need. This is before we go to the brown bag. Okay, I don't know. We need a reporter. Fred. We want you to leave sales. We
yes.
want you to come back. We'll give you a raise. You're going to work Monday through Friday, whatever shift you want. Would Fred Lettieri take the bait? On air, Freddie is back.
I love being on camera.
You did?
Yeah, in fact, I'm on my fourth employee ID because I like my picture taken so much. But I don't think I could do it anymore, because I used to have a dedicated cameraman.
And that doesn't
someone would do all the editing. You know, all I had to do was write and voice, and I don't think I could do what the journalists here do, all the heavy lifting that I'm not used to doing.
It passed you by?
That part of it has passed me by, yes.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
I give them all the credit in the world, because I could never do the camera work. I can never do the editing. I can never do everything that they do. And it's something I couldn't do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What if we had a senior swimsuit male calendar? Would you pose for a month?
Yes, because it would only last a month.
Good answer. Wow, this
we didn't even hit the brown bag. I'm the guy delivering the questions.
I know. So you told me Freddie was awesome. Now I believe you.
So you two really don't know each other.
No,
don't
I mean,
you think he's an awesome guy?
I do. I mean, I've just seen him, you know, come in, say hello.
Yeah.
But as far as that's concerned, I mean, other people in the newsroom do know you really well because they've worked here for so long. Yeah. But you're before my time, so we didn't really.
Well,
we didn't overlap.
I was always tightest with the morning crew when I was here because I had a, you know, because
we're the coolest.
You are the coolest. Yes.
Plus, Mindy, yes, it's guy talk. We talk about you behind your back, Freddie. Has
really?
To, yeah.
So, oh, I didn't know that.
Glowingly.
Okay.
Glowingly.
All right. Next time I'll join in.
Please do.
All right. So let's get to the brown bag questions. These are the things that people want to know, Fred, and you have to go first. Now, I want to let you know.
Oh, boy.
Some of the questions are down in the bottom. They're months old. Some are little strips of paper. Some are balled up. Go in and do what you want to do, but...
No, I didn't bring my glasses, so if I can't read it, would you be able to read it?
No, yes, right. Yes, if you need me to
That's
read it.
That's the beauty of it.
Now, are you deciding to go deep, shallow? Where are you going?
Right in the middle.
You're going in the middle.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, is there a nervousness here? You think
5. A solid 5.
A solid 5.
Solid
you don't know.
Five.
And the bell.
6 is I'm opening
the
it.
The bell is right there, so you can always smash that bell.
All right, I'll never be able to read this. Here you go.
All right, so this is a question for Freddie from Richard Kramer. All right. Just curious. I never hear the weather folks at WNEP mention climate change or global warming when describing weather patterns. Is it because you focus on weather, not climate? I know the. It's because climate has political and, you know, business ramifications. So this guy wants to know. Mindy, you know the answer.
This is not true.
All the time.
Yeah, you mention it all the time.
Yeah,
so obviously he's not watching the right broadcast.
Yeah. First of all, it's not a disputed thing. Only a lot of ignorant people have made it a controversial thing. So 96% of all scientists in the world who study the atmosphere and climate know that this is happening. It's not one of those, what's your opinion on it? It's fact. So I bring it up all the time. And those who are in denial, you got to get your information, okay? Get an atmospheric
science degree.
Do some research. Do some research and get the truth. And I'm not trying to lecture here, but Fred, what are your thoughts on that?
My thought is I should have picked a better question.
It's a good question. Because I want to know. Here's where you could be honest to the people. Are you a climate change denier?
Nah, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not
yeah,
at all.
And I'm always amazed by the, why is this a subject? Well, you know, do people... I know why it is, because of its political ramifications and people don't want to change and adapt and they don't want – but it's not a disputable thing. So I'll move on, but I bring it up all the time and it's factual and it's researchable and it is what it is. The Earth's climate has fluctuated over billions of years. The latest inclination is from us burning fossil fuels. End of story, truth. Let's move on. Mindy, you're picking.
All right, I'm picking.
And Fred, no more questions like that,
yeah,
all right?
About
that.
What a dumb.
No, but I think it's not a dumb.
I told you,
know.
Fred. Sometimes they're bad.
I know.
They're not always supposed to be funny.
Right.
In
I want funny.
Goofy.
Let's see.
Uh-oh.
This
Uh-oh.
Is from Anonymous.
Anonymous is good. That's, because that way it's embarrassing and they don't want to admit that they're asking such a ridiculous thing. Maybe.
Hmm. This seems like a compliment.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe not. Okay, it starts out with a compliment. I love the early morning show.
Fred,
so do I.
Yep. Okay. I enjoy watching Mindy, John, and Joe. Uh-huh. My question is for Joe. If you dislike cold weather so much, why do you live in Pennsylvania?
Oh, here we go.
Rather than a state with a warmer climate like Florida, you apparently live in an area that gets more snow than the valley. You don't like snow. Why
I
live in that
sick
area?
Of that question. Because that's like saying, name something we all like. A specific car, your spouse, a town, a city, a baseball team, a football team, a food. Everything comes with some negatives. Folks, I've been married 31 years. I love my wife, but I can list about 10 things I hate about her.
You probably shouldn't.
That doesn't mean, oh, I hate those things. I'm leaving her. I love this area more than anything. I love the seasons. I just don't like cold and snow. That doesn't mean I don't belong here. Does it?
No.
No, I don't like taking my car for an inspection and an oil change. I love my car. So the whole of this area I love. Just because I don't like 2-3 months of the year doesn't mean I shouldn't get out of here, does it?
Not at all.
Fred, do you like cold and snow?
I hate cold and snow.
Really?
I'm still amazed that people like it. I don't even understand where they're coming from. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying I can't comprehend it. It's painful. It's stressful. It's ridiculous. What's there to like? Mindy, here's your turn.
Oh, I know you like it.
Well, I like to ski. So,
but that's one thing.
No, but it's a huge part of my life, though. I really enjoy it. It's been a great way to bond with my children. Once they're on the lift, they're stuck with you. They have to talk to you, right? So there you go.
So one negative thing can bring such positive. No, that's more than skiing. That's like if someone said, I love summer because I get to go to Hershey Park and ride the roller coaster. I'd be like, mm-hmm. What? One thing?
But I do it every week, though. I do it all the time.
Oh, I'm going to go to Hershey Park and ride the rides once a week and tell everyone I love summer.
Yeah, you can't do it without snow, though. I just really enjoy it. You could theoretically ride roller coasters in the fall and...
Just the car slipping and it's on your vehicle and it's slippery and it's icy and it's dirty looking and the piles, the icicles.
Teenage neighbors to shovel.
So that's it. I love the area. I just don't like snow. That doesn't mean I should leave. And I love my wife, but here's one thing she does. Are you ready?
I might have to ring the bell. No, go ahead.
She leaves. She'll leave some laundry around in the room. She'll leave her shoes, dishes in the sink.
So you're like a neat freak.
I'm going to leave her because she leaves dishes in the sink. That's the same thing as not liking winter. I'm going to leave her.
No, I don't think so.
Let me know works for you.
No, I'm not a neat freak, but I believe as soon as you're done with something, you just clean it up and
he's
you
a
put
neat
it away.
Freak.
You put it away.
All right, it's your turn, Milo.
All right, my turn. All right, Mindy, tell us what you don't like about your husband and then why you shouldn't leave him because of that. Let's be honest. Here we go.
He sometimes leaves his socks on the living room floor.
He'll just leave them there?
Just
the
leave
them.
His feet get hot. He just whips them off. And for many years, I thought this was something that just he did that was terrible.
Wait, hot feet?
But then, yeah, he's got hot feet.
Like randomly in the middle, he just have hot feet.
Yeah, he's watching TV. He's got hot feet, whips off the socks. But then we had kids. And my daughter, who is most like him, does the same thing.
Oh, hot boy. Foot.
So it's a DNA thing.
Hot foot.
It's genetic. They just whip off their socks in the middle of the room and, yeah.
I can honestly, I've never had hot feet in my entire life.
Same here.
Me neither. Yeah,
so,
it's
let's
weird.
Say you're watching TV.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the sock goes off and it's just thrown on the ground.
Yep, just throw it on the ground. Shh. Yep. No need to get up.
How long do they stay there?
Yeah.
I pick them up and, you know.
That's the problem.
See, that is the problem right there.
You should leave him. You can't live with a hot-footed man.
I can.
By the time this podcast is over, we'll all be single?
Pretty much. That's the deal. We need to ring the bell more.
All right, this question anonymous, but it simply says, who determines, and Mindy, this is for you, because Fred's out of it, and I have no clue, who determines the top story of each newscast? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Obviously me.
Seriously?
No. Yeah, I think that is very much a team effort.
Right.
Teamwork makes the dream work. So the producer is the person that's really in charge of writing the newscast, you know, the top person
in
charge.
They come in hours before all
Right,
this.
Right.
They look at the layout of the news. They see the top stories. Mm-hmm. But is sometimes a battle? Like, does he come or she come to you and say, should it be this or that?
We often discuss it. Okay. Yeah, what should it be on this day? Like, today, maybe a good thing to lead with as our top story is the opening of Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Maybe that's the top story. Or
the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Well, that was yesterday, but yes.
But it's still like a top
It's still
thing.
A big story. Yeah. Or should we lead with a murder in Carbon County? Which one is more important? Which one affects the most people? Which one do people really want to hear about? So we have these discussions all the time. And sometimes we might pick the fun story to lead with. Sometimes we might pick, like just the other day, our top story at 6 p.m. was a ring that was found at the St. Patrick's Parade, a Marine Corps ring. Yeah. So you wouldn't think that's a top story, right? But it's interesting, you know, really interesting. It gets you thinking.
Did they find the owner?
I don't know. Fred, we have to call Scranton police and find out.
That's a great question and a good answer. I'm wondering now for Fred. Fred, what determines the top story in your sales meetings? Like what? Who? Like he's really thinking about it. Who comes in and says, let's do this?
We have the meetings.
I want to know, does Darth Vader come in and do that?
No. We have meetings every Wednesday morning. And, you know, we just go over, if there's any different programming schedule changes, if we have any new sponsorships that we're doing, we go over where our numbers are.
That sounds like torture.
It's fun.
If Joe were in that meeting, he would have somebody, he would have his alarm go off on his phone and say he's getting an important call and he has to go.
And 10 of us would leave with him.
Right, exactly. He'd be like, I got to go.
Maybe he's giving away my secrets. Fred, when we have meetings, I will call one of my friends 10 minutes before the meeting and I tell him to call me in 15 minutes.
And that way, he gets an important call.
I get a call, and I have to sit up and walk out.
No, they're not. They're not bad. We just kind of. It's like the lay of the land. We need to know if this program's being preempted this week. If there's if inventory is tight for this one certain show or this time of day. If the political season is going to change things for us. If there's new sponsorships that are out there.
Put me to sleep.
That's where the meetings are like.
Well, let's not forget the dirty secret right here, Mindy. Should we tell them? All the people watching, all the people listening, the only reason WNEP exists is to what?
Make money. Yep.
You know, we have to realize that. We want to give people the latest, greatest news, non-biased information, truth, fact. But the whole purpose of this thing is to make money. And how do we make money, Fred?
Through sales. Mm-hmm. But you know what?
No, we sell commercials, right?
You know why we could sell commercials? Because people love you guys and everybody else that's on our air. They keep you guys on in the morning, and they tend to stay with WNEP throughout the course of the day. They trust you. They respect you.
Yeah.
And for 70 years, we've been good stewards and neighbors
to
everybody in the community. And
good point.
And it's the absolute truth. That's why the station does as well as it does. Because people at home could relate to everybody they see on our air, and that's the absolute
you
truth.
You hear this? He's spelling out.
I love it.
No, it's the truth. When we go out on sales calls, like we'll go and where's Snedeker today? Or did Mindy really do that in the backyard? And like people watch. I'll say, yeah, that's that. They really did that today, and they want to talk about that, and then we talk about their business.
I love it.
Very nice.
Sneak in the sales. Well, look what's sticking out of the top of the box, right? No, right here.
Oh, I saw that.
Does that mean it's calling you? There's a question.
I saw that.
I think it is calling you there.
Sorry.
No digging required.
Nope.
There it is.
There it is.
Freddie with Theory. Now, we're a good 25 minutes into this, Fred. This better be a better question than the climate change one. Although the climate change one was pretty good.
It's a one-liner that I can't read.
Oh, so you know. You. Why don't you bring your glasses?
I want to look sophisticated.
All right, on 81 North, right before the montage exit, there's a rock cut. About 6 to 8 feet up, there is a line of black rock. Is that a vein of coal? Dun, 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 dun.
Well, you're the geologist here.
That's right.
Yeah, so Ed wrote this in, and Ed, yes, it is. So a lot of people don't realize this entire area still has billions of tons of coal sitting underground. But, you know, petroleum came, ended the reign of coal. It's still there. It's under much of northeastern central Pennsylvania and maybe in the future. Now, I don't think it will because coal is now looked upon as a dirty fossil fuel. But it's still there. All the black stuff you see layered here, it's either shale or coal. And it's about 390 million years old. And this entire area where we live, Mindy, was near the equator in a tropical rainforest-like swamp. People, they don't grasp that. It's awesome, isn't it?
It is. I never knew that.
Right here where we are was near and even south of the equator. The continents move, plate tectonics shifts things, and here we are now, millions of years later, three mammals.
Doing a podcast.
Answering questions, doing
isn't
a podcast.
That weird?
It is.
But we're just a speck on the blip of history.
We're not even a speck. We're a speck of a speck of a speck in time that means absolutely nothing.
That's so weird.
I kind of like it. It's liberating.
We're
is it?
Fun, though.
Yeah.
That's true. As long as we're having fun.
I like knowing nothing matters and what if it did.
And what if it did? But I want something to matter, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fred?
Everything we do matters.
For this brief time.
Exactly.
But in a million years, isn't going to matter?
No one's going to care.
No.
Unless we become fossils.
Then
I mean, like,
going to find a mini
right,
fossil in the
right.
Look at this.
Put your socks on the floor.
Oh, man.
What is the sock fossil doing?
All of this female and there's socks next to them. They're still radiating
all right.
heat.
I'm taking.
She had a hot legged husband, this fossiliferous layer.
Whom I love dearly.
Yeah. You should leave him just because he has hot feet.
No, it's not a good reason.
Well, I'm not leaving PA because of snow either. I
okay.
love it here.
That sounds good. This is Howie from Mountaintop.
Howie?
Ooh.
There's no Howies.
So this might be a question for Joe, Fred.
Okay.
Although you can answer it first if you want.
I'll try.
But I think Joe is going to more likely have an answer than you.
Okay. Oh,
this is what
she's
I think.
Setting it up. Yeah, she's setting something up here.
Howie asks, have any of you met a viewer in public who was rude or disrespectful?
Ooh.
If so, what happened?
Ooh.
So did you ever, as you're reporting, people like be mean or?
Give us some reporter stories.
Spill some tea.
Yeah, someone hated you.
It was mostly relatives of people who were arrested and were being brought out of the magistrate's office, and we were there taking pictures or asking questions.
And they didn't want you there?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Some people would put their hands in front of the cameras. Some people would stand in front of them so you couldn't see, the person.
Yeah.
Some people would try to nudge you and get you out of the way, and then they curse you and tell you don't have anything better to do. You're ruining people's. That seems to be
when
we got most feedback, when people were being arrested for an alleged crime that they did. So that was the worst. That's when we would get. But on a daily basis, people would love to talk to us.
Yeah.
Some people would say, "Oh, your station's this or your station's that." But that was the exception rather than the rule. But a lot of times when we're at those hearings is when we would run into some trouble.
Mindy, do you get that during your reporter day?
Yeah, absolutely. The scariest time is sometimes you'd have to go up and do a cold call to a house, like knock on somebody's door. Oh, their relative did this or their relative passed away or whatever. So you find the address in the phone book.
Yep.
And then you go to their, and you're just knocking on the door. This guy came out with a shotgun. And I was like, I'm leaving. Bye-bye. I mean, yeah, you just don't want to mess with that stuff. It really is scary.
Yeah, because the reporters are seen as invasive.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
They're invading mm-hmm. people.
But you just have a job to do.
We're
right.
Job to
you're trying to tell stories.
Trying to tell a story,
yeah.
Right? And
exactly.
You get in the way. Well, as a weather person, I get some negativity, but usually people are very approachable and nice to me.
Be honest. When you go out for Wham Cam, what happens?
Okay, well, I told you, I get three types of people, though. Oh, Joe! And they're the best ones. And the other ones, they don't know what's going on, but they endure the question and they have fun with it. And some people see me and run.
Some people don't like to be touched. I look when
they run from me. But I think, Mindy, I told you, it's always women. And I'd be like, I just want to ask you a question. And like, I don't look good today. I didn't put on my makeup. I didn't do my hair. I'm like, all right, whatever. So, but I never get like abrasive people who are like.
Really? You don't get mean people?
You're a jerk. You're a this.
Really?
Very rarely in my 30 years. I was going to a funeral once. I forget. Who it was, but it was a friend of a friend's mother or something. And there's an old woman who I was walking in with, and I thought I'd strike up a conversation. I didn't know who it was, and she just says, "I don't like you."
Wow.
So I just, whoa.
You didn't ask her why?
No, because she had an attitude. And I don't know, some people think what I do on TV is a little too much, a little too silly. And maybe she was offended by something. Who knows? I don't know. But that's acceptable. Whatever.
That's pretty honest.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't like you. I'm like, whoa, baby.
Especially at a funeral, you think
at
you could
funeral.
Maybe.
At a funeral, yeah. Is it
like,
my turn?
It is your turn. I just did the why do people hate you question. Oh, wait.
Fred, when I was hired here, I was told by the GM when I left teaching and went full time. Did I tell you this before? I told you, Mindy.
I don't know.
He said, we have stats on you. We get these Q ratings. He goes, 80% of the people, they don't even like you, Joe. They love you. They love watching you. They love everything you do. He goes, 10% of the people, they can take you or leave you. Just another weather guy. He said, the other 10%, they hate your guts. And they want to kill you. And then it's like a scene in a movie. He rolled his arms like this, his hands. And he goes, that's why I want you full time.
That's why we talk about the angry 10%.
The angry 10%.
Yeah.
So that was one of the 10% that
whenever he does something that we think some people are going to be angry at, we're like, oh, there goes the angry 10%.
See this coming right down Main Street.
Oh, yeah.
How do you take Jet along on bike rides? Does he ride in a backpack or something? I see he wears a bell or a collar. Please shed some light on that. Thanks, Suzanne. Don't say my last name. All right. So, Suzanne, the funny part about that question is Jack Russell's are very hyperactive. They're a breed of dog that just run. A lot of energy. Now, my Jet is 13 years old. So when he was younger, I started taking him for bike rides in the woods. I started slow. Mountain bike riding is not like road riding. You go very slow on rocky trails. So you're only averaging 3, 4, 5, 6 miles an hour.
Okay.
It's like someone jogging. And I'll go for 2-3 hours. So I thought, maybe Jet would like this. So I took him, and he loved it. Not only did he love it, if I were to take a break, he would never break. He would do circles around me as I took a break. So that breed just needs to go, go, go. Now, years later, he's starting to slow down, so I'm not as harsh on him. And now he's really slow. I told Mindy, he no longer runs along with me. He fast walks. He's a fast walker, Fred. He's a senior citizen. He wants to go, but he can't run anymore. And he'll run at times, but usually it's fast walking.
And he's airbrushed when he's on our air.
What do you mean he's airbrushed?
Photoshopped.
You think so? No.
No. Yeah, you.
These pictures are real.
Deep know, thoughts. You, deep thoughts with Jet.
Oh, that one. Oh, and I have the picture. I cut out his privates.
Yes.
But here's why I said this is the funny part. So I was on the Heritage Trail 2 weeks ago, and I saw this guy, Mindy. He was riding a bike, and he had the dog in a backpack, and the dog was looking over his shoulder as this guy was biking.
I used to do that for my kids.
Yeah, I used to do that too when they were really little.
Yeah.
And the guy saw me later, and I said, how heavy is your dog? How do you do this? His dog was 40 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
My dog is 30 pounds, 25, 30. And I'm thinking, maybe that's Jet's future. Should I stick him in a backpack? And I don't know.
Or if you had a little basket on your bike or something?
That's too Mary Poppins feminine.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I have to be manly.
You
and
can't
have
put Jet in a basket.
No, Jet in a basket isn't going to work, Mindy.
Okay.
Come on. I'm a child from the 70s. I'm not going to put him in a basket.
All right. How about a backpack?
Backpack. Yes. And I'll be smoking a cigarette. There you go.
There you go.
No, but I'm just saying. So the backpack thing is an option. And I've seen this guy do it, and I couldn't believe my eyes. So Jet could be his future.
Could
backpack.
Be a backpack.
Yeah, it could be a backpack.
It's not a bad idea, honestly.
Or some type of something for his muscles and tendons because he's probably getting a little sore, older in age. So there you have it, Suzanne. I won't say her last name. Fred, there it is.
Okay. Okay. Anyway.
All right, pick a question, big guy.
All right. I'm going to go towards the bottom because I've had zero luck with questions.
Well, maybe the questions aren't as I mean, these are good questions.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Not bad. You want better.
They're,
I went right
fine.
To the very, very bottom.
Right to the very bottom. Now, the bottom doesn't mean bottom. Bottom could mean it
bottom
was at the
barrel.
Top and it sacked down to the bottom. Now, mm-hmm. Do I have to read this again? Freddie, I need your voice to read this.
You mean?
All right. Mindy's got the sexy voice. She's going to read it.
Yeah, no, not so much.
Uh-oh.
I didn't do much better, did I,
Fred?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so I think I'm understanding this now.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
This is from
Anne Marie. She says, I was impressed with the man behind the curtain as well. I think his name was Sean.
Oh.
Can we please see more of him?
Uh-oh.
Do you think that would ruin it like the Wizard of Oz, where the Tin Man realized it was a sham? I want more.
So
thanks.
The three of us are in here, but there's a man, Sean, digital media
specialist.
Guru.
Specialist, producer, something like that. He doesn't like to be called webmaster.
Yeah.
And he is working the camera. He's timing the show out. He edits it, gets it together. And she wants to see more of you, Sean. I don't know.
Anne
you got to at least
wants-
say something.
I walked in for like 3 seconds earlier to move a mic there.
Enough. What's her name? So she
Anne Marie.
Anne Marie. He wasn't. Here comes Anne Marie.
Hi, Anne Marie. How are you?
The wizard behind the curtain.
Now it's all ruined.
We know it's a sham.
Drive home safely.
Yes.
You know what the funny part is? I've never seen a total Wizard of Oz from start to finish. I always would creeped out. I wasn't interested as a kid.
You need to watch it.
I really don't know how it ends or what the whole purpose is. There was a guy behind the curtain controlling what? Everything.
Oh, dear. This is a lot to explain.
I don't know.
He's not really a wizard. He's just some guy.
Some guy.
Yeah.
But what did he control? What was he doing?
Well, he was like in charge of the whole Emerald City. Yeah.
Like the little munchkins and everything? He can't make them.
No, but he would do like little tricks to impress them and make it seem like he was all powerful, but he wasn't.
So he had little man syndrome.
Maybe.
And the whole thing was a ruse.
Maybe.
Ruse.
There were flying monkeys.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he couldn't make the flying monkeys.
No, that was the witch that did that. Right. Yeah.
So he did part.
You just need to watch it, Joe. We can't explain it. It's too much to explain.
In such a little amount of time.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So should I, Fred? Are you a Wizard of Oz guy?
No, but I watched it. My wife hates it.
Your wife hates it? Yeah, I don't like it either.
It can be scary, I think. The flying monkeys were scary for sure.
I want to go outside and just look for frogs and, you know, kill ants and stuff when I was a kid. I didn't want to watch TV like that.
This is from Mandy. Hey there, Joe. I noticed Mindy and John got you a wonderful birthday gift. Jet 2.0. I love seeing him in the backyard. Stuffed Jet.
Oh, the stuffed Jet. Jet 2.0. Stuffed Jet in the backyard. Yeah.
What I want to know is how would Jet react if he was face-to-face with Jet 2.0? Do you think he would know it's a stuffed form? Is there a need to avenge it?
Jet destroys all stuffed animals. Jet destroys anything that squeaks. Jet is a great destroyer. He's a Jack Russell, so it's a terrier, and they just want to destroy things. So if I gave him that thing, he'd rip its head off. Mm-hmm. He'd find the stuffing inside. It'd be all over his mouth. He'd be choking, and that would be the end of it.
That'd be the end. Yeah. And it takes like 3 seconds,
Three seconds. It's wonderful. I've seen Jet out on bike rides and walks. He sees a mouse or something. Okay. He'll go right over to it, snap its neck, fling it down, and come right back to me. He's not interested in like what he just did. It's just like instant death, and then he comes back.
That is crazy.
I don't know what they did to that breed, but they were meant to.
They were meant to get rodents and stuff.
He just kills for pleasure. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Do you have any pets, Freddie?
Snake? No, I don't. We have a fish.
You fish well.
Fish.
A fish is nice, low maintenance.
Doesn't even count as a pet.
It does.
But we go out a lot, so it wouldn't be fair to leave
a fish. I know, who takes care of this fish? Do you put the little sprinkly things in, tap the side of the glass, and they come to the top?
My wife does.
And their fecal string hangs down from them.
I don't know if we get that deep into it.
Yeah. Apparently Joe's had fish before.
Yes. With fecal strings.
Yes, yes. Fish can be very good for your blood pressure, Joe. Maybe you should get some.
I'm on the meds. I don't need fish.
I'm just saying.
I'm on the meds.
So, does your dog destroy things like that too?
No, he's a lover, not a fighter. No, he doesn't. Something? He doesn't destroy things.
Snake?
And no,
Jet
nothing.
Destroy snakes.
No, he'll chase. He'll chase things. He'll chase. Like, if he sees a bunny, he would chase the bunny, but he doesn't know what to do if he actually catches it. And he's not fast enough to catch it either. So.
All right, Freddie, it's your turn.
No, it's your turn, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's your turn. That was me.
You know, you're no fun because you don't even read your own questions.
I didn't bring my glasses.
How old are you?
61.
I really thought you were like in your 50s. Like, I did not.
Is that
the
lighting?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I thought you were a youngin'. Yes.
We better not do this one because you guys would be bored to death. Hi, Joe. Fellow marauder here. So it's a Millersville University graduate. Curious about the main contributing factors in Pennsylvania weather, you know, elevation, roundabouts, water bodies, etc. You guys know the answer to this.
Yeah, and roundabouts cause tornadoes.
Yeah, no. Of course, the major contributor is our latitude. We're in the middle latitudes. We're right between the poles and the equator. That's where the jet stream is, and that produces uplift and fronts and all these things that affect us. But we also have, of course, look outside. Those 2,000-plus elevation mountains, they affect weather and bodies of water just to our north, like the Great Lakes and the Finger Lakes. So, and, of course, the Atlantic Ocean. So it's a pretty volatile area here because we're close to all this stuff.
It's exciting to be a meteorologist here.
Yeah, and we have to see the water vapor loop.
Yes.
Water vapor loop shows the motion of the upper atmosphere. You can't live without that, Fred. Come on.
I've learned that.
It's a beautiful thing. Do you really like it or are you just mocking me?
No, I like it.
Do you?
I like it.
I'm mocking you.
Mindy falls asleep during my podcast. She puts on another layer of fake eyelashes. I don't know what she's doing.
God, here comes a water vapor loop.
Fred, this is your last question.
I need a break.
All right.
Now we're
going
to go back
one.
To the dark side with Darth Vader selling things.
Yes. But the thing is, Joe, you wouldn't have a salary if it weren't for Fred. So just realize that.
It's not just me believing.
But I mean, the whole team.
What if we decided to go PBS style? We're going to go public broadcast.
We're just going to go nonprofit.
We're going to take government money and we're just going to do a... It'll be a forecast like this. Good evening, everybody. Today's
like an
weather,
NPR forecast.
Today's weather will be partly sunny.
This is only a one-liner, Joe. But there seems to be things underneath it.
So this is from Chris. I don't even see the question anywhere. Where is it?
To go low.
I know. We miss Valerie on weekends. Where is she?
That's a good question.
We're all stalling because we don't know what to say. No, Sarah, here's the deal. So Valerie left us for another station.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reasoning is that she wanted full-time work, and we just didn't have that because we have our full-time staff, and she wanted to go full-time. So that's why she decided to leave.
So, dear madam or sir, just Google it, and you will find out where she is.
Yeah. Why can't we just say it?
I don't know. Are we supposed to say it? Will we get in trouble for saying it?
Fred, can we say it?
Fred's from the other side of the building. He should know.
No, all we right. all know where she is. That's but true. Valerie was awesome, and she needed full time.
Yes,
work,
so we're still friends with her. We still contact her.
There's this thing now at 16 where it seems like people are leaving, but that's not true. It's just
circumstantial,
circumstantial, yes. and coincidental with recent events. And I've been here, Fred, since this guy's here, and he's an old 61-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. This business people come and go all the time.
Yeah.
Think about the consistent folks. It was the Clarks.
Oh, yeah. They were
guys
great.
Like Jimmy Coles, Mindy Ramsey, Joe Snedeker,
yep.
Scott Schaefer. You have people yeah. who stay, but there are people who are transient in this business, and they come and go. It's always been there.
Well, and before I found this station, I moved every 3 years.
Look at someone like Mindy.
Yes.
So wait, how many stations have you been at?
Six.
When yep. I was a reporter, I started off in Binghamton, New York, Savannah, Georgia, Manchester, New Hampshire, and then came here.
Wow.
So this is the business that people come and go. So it's not like we're losing all these people, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah. And often you have to move in order to move up
exactly.
in the
you
business.
You stay here a couple of years, you get your stories together, you move to a larger city, more yeah. earning potential, mm-hmm. and then you just better your career. So that's what, you know, that's what happens when young people come in, and it's a great stepping stone.
Yeah.
And some of us just want to stay here.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason Mindy stayed is because she got pregnant, had kids accidentally.
Accidentally.
And her hot-footed husband said, let's settle down and stay here forever.
Yes,
is
exactly.
That what happened?
Well, I did actually. Well, I had a 3-year-old, and then also I did become pregnant right when we moved here. It does happen, Joe, okay?
What, the hot
I'll
feet?
Explain it to you later.
The hot feet?
Yeah, both of them. But I did want to go be in a place where I could stay and raise my kids. And that was one of the main things I was looking for. We moved here from Connecticut, which is a very nice place as well.
So you
well,
moved here with a 3-year-old?
With a 3-year-old,
and
right.
you got pregnant within the first year.
Right.
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Folks, I'm making that part up. I don't know what happened, and
here's
I shouldn't even.
Bell.
Yeah. Where's the bell? Okay, there we go. I saved by the bell. Thanks, Freddie.
You're welcome. Let's end with this. How far were you into dating your husband, boyfriend, whatever he was back then, when you realized he had this hot feet situation?
It was a while.
You didn't know in the first
I didn't know in the first few years, yeah.
Would it have been a deal breaker?
Yeah.
No. It's just, I thought it was strange because I've never experienced that myself. And then when I found out it was genetic, that was even weirder.
Right.
And then I found out later on many members of his family, like his siblings, have the same issue.
Like, I don't get it. They get so
they
hot
just
that you...
get and their feet regulate their whole body temperature. So when they get hot, they have to take off their shoes and their socks. And that helps the whole body.
Imagine Christmas time with family gatherings.
I know. It's like,
yeah, because
socks.
I don't want to see his feet.
They're not bad.
Could you get him some type of like nylon maybe? Like a thinner fabric that he can breathe
like
through?
A neoprene
yeah,
or a wicking.
A wicking sock. Like give him your pantyhose. Let me try that.
I don't know if he would like those. So.
All right, Fred, was this everything you thought it would
and
be?
And more.
And
the thing is, Joe, Fred's never coming back now that you've
I'll
asked all
tomorrow.
These crazy questions.
Tomorrow. I'll come in here anytime. I love doing this stuff. Aww. I really do. I love doing this stuff.
And also, Fred,
sales.
It gives you street cred with your kids.
Absolutely.
My daughter who's in college just found out I was on a podcast, and she was so impressed.
See,
so.
Fred, street cred. You're going to
yeah.
have it now.
Yep.
My kids are 30 and 28. I don't know how much street cred they're going to see.
At the Social Security office, you're going to have street cred.
No, this is great, though. I really love doing this. I was so excited when you asked me. I couldn't wait. Then you got sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to do it the following Monday, and I was out of town.
Yep.
And then we're going to do it today. I woke up this morning
sore
with no
throat.
Voice. So I took
You
tea.
Sound great.
I took honey. I was doing everything I can to make sure I could do this.
Well, with that raspy, sexy voice, if you would end the show and give everyone the email address again, or you know it.
No, I don't have to get my email, just the sales.
No, the email for the brown bag.
Oh, it is brownbag@wnep.com.
Keep the questions coming, especially the ones about Mindy's husband's hot feet.
Do you have to do that?
Put the peek behind the curtain. No, you'll be asked about this when people see you.
I know.
Bye-bye.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.